Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
13-1 picking underdogs Friday mornings. He is in studio. How do you explain this?
Just making money hand over fist.
For now. Don't worry. It'll all come back.
Rents do. That's what happened to Heather this week.
We're running way. Oh, come on. She's had 10 good weeks.
What are you gonna do?
Make fun of her for one bad one?
It's all come crashing down for her.
That's how I feel about dog of the week. 13-1 is stupid, but we'll try it again.
We'll get to it. We've been talking Bryce Underwood, right?
Yeah, biggest story of the day.
Cornerstone for Sharone. It signals Michigan's trying. They're laying the big fish. We had a ticket text, and he says, how's Mike going to make this negative?
Oh, come on.
How's that Spartan in the afternoon going to spin this negatively?
You know what kills me? And people do this to you guys all the time. I said like 4 days ago, I dig it. Go for it. I like this. At least you're trying. What? I don't understand. Why are people this way? What is the point of talking into a microphone if they're just not? You can't treat actual sports take like drops. You can't just pick two words.
Snippet.
Yeah, and it's me saying that Rico's enjoying his beautiful new bleep when he was really talking about his outdoor living space. I mean, whatever, dude. Yeah, no, it's not my money. Go for it. If you want me to spin it negatively, here it is. I just would have preferred spending in the portal to get a finished product. Several of them.
Why not both?
Oh, go for it. Again, not my money.
Right.
But
right.
Here's the deal. When you pay Underwood what you're paying him, you're starting him. So you can't go buy a quarterback.
Right. No, but you can buy receivers and offensive linemen and support pieces.
Listen, they are trying, and that's the best thing you can hope for as a fan.
We're taking all of the conversations that we have had leading up to April draft, March free agency in the NFL, and basically applying them now to high schoolers coming out in college football. Like it's so weird because like to your point, you go sign a high priced free agent, and you're not gonna sign somebody as a high priced backup.
No,
but you're gonna go and then try and either recruit or sign other guys from the transfer portal or around college football to complement said player.
John, what keeps me from being able to take the sport seriously, A, my school blows, but B, it's also, like, look, let's say Michigan got Underwood, and let's say the terms are $12.5 million. If he had signed a contract, if players had contracts where, look, you're stuck with us and we're stuck with you, it would allow me to slowly, I think, re-engage with it on a very real level.
Because
this is not, the sport, not Underwood, the sport right now is complete parody. It's nonsense.
So reading deeper into that, you would know I got a 3-year window with this guy as opposed to he could flip next year for more money.
And I think the adults who want to hand the money and the families who want to take it, and by the way, good for Underwood. Like that's life-changing money. That's phenomenal. But I want accountability in that, meaning like I think John will appreciate this. Not everything's linear. Like in life or sports, bad times are going to happen. Adversity's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know what you don't get to do? Ducktail and walk out every time bleep gets hard. And you're seeing players do that now. Oh, I lost my job for 10 minutes. Wah, I'm hitting the portal week 7. Right. No. Contracts would prevent a lot of the stupidity. But no, the on-basis thing, Jim, I can't help it. If people don't listen to what I say, so be it.
Okay.
This is a great thing for Michigan because it's showing you they're not going to tolerate watching what they watch this year. And they're going to join, name a school, at being hyper aggressive and buying their way into this. You can't ask for more as a fan.
Okay, so 2:00, people will ignore everything you just said and expect you to jump on them.
Wolverines, blah, blah.
So that's coming up at 2:00. TJ Lang at 3:00.
Yeah, TJ's got strong opinions about this Underwood thing, too.
Okay.
We were texting last night. I'm like, bro, just save this for 3:00, will you please? Instead, he comes in here and he's sweating and he needs 17 spit bottles.
Yeah, but that's just walking in.
Dude, he's always running at like 180 degrees. So, we're going to do that. And then we're going to kind of go 2x2. Michigan at 2-4, Lions at 3-5. Because I do think the Underwoods, it's a huge story.
All right, dog of the week. Can you keep it up?
No. 13-1's impossible, but all right. You want to do two of them or one? Because one of them is a dedication to you. One is an ode to Costa.
Dedication to me. Well, then I want that one. Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
All right. The first one. This is disgusting, and it's a terrible idea, and I fully blame Jim if this doesn't work. We're going to take Auburn catching 2.5 from Texas A&M at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Look ahead spot for A&M. Auburn's defense is really, really good, and their offense is really, really good when they don't light their own car on fire and drive it off a cliff. The 2.5 is super scary. They need it for a bowl. Hugh Freeze coaching for his job. So we'll go Auburn. And then the other one is the Rat special. You know the one we're going to do. We're going to Boston College, senior day, catching 2.5 against North Carolina. Need it for a bowl. BC's QB change actually helped them.
Yeah.
They've gone pure power run with Robichaux and company. Play action passes, what Castellanos couldn't do. So we'll go BC with the 2.5. We'll go Auburn with the 2.5.
The Auburn thing to me,
it's disgusting.
We're betting Peyton Thorne, which is going to be painful.
It's awful. This is a terrible idea.
It is the ultimate look ahead. Texas A&M is not looking ahead to just any game.
Yeah.
It's the Texas game. It's a spot potentially in the playoffs, the SEC title picture. It's a game 15 years in the making.
Yeah.
And we get the look ahead spot at night, Auburn.
And it's human nature. Yeah, like, as a locker room, how do you not have one eye on Texas when you've looked at the film of Auburn? You go, well, they'll hand us the ball 2-3 times.
I think Elko even might have slipped up this week saying our full focus is on Texas. I mean,
Auburn.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now, again, wish it was 3. Because I do feel like we're going to lose 20-17. But you just take 2.5.
That's how it is.
Yes.
All right. Cash the Ticket is out for college. NFL episode out later today. Let's get to Heather's news.
All right, well, University of Connecticut women's basketball coach Gino Auriemma was gifted a literal goat after becoming the winningest coach in NCAA history on Wednesday, earning the title greatest of all time. So history
now he doesn't have to mow anymore.
Let the goat just go out there and graze. Yeah, so history was made after the Huskies defeated Fairleigh Dickinson University. Auriemma got his 1,217th win. So that's where the history was made. Yep. Now, it's all fun and games, right? Everyone was excited. There was tons of people there watching. But there was one group of people who was not very excited at all.
It's not PETA.
Are we doing this again?
We are. Well, I'm not, but PETA is. Yes, PETA was just angered by the fact that they had that live goat there that they say was clearly under duress, was visibly anxious, and they say the handler might not have noticed, but the collar was like digging into the goat's neck as they were walking the goat out to the court. And then they didn't get the goat out of there right away. They let it sit there, take pictures. I had all the lights flashing in its eyes. Like, so they're sending a letter to let them know this should never happen again.
Oh, I just want to go off the grid. I hate people. I can't do this anymore.
Hey, here's some good news. You might want to encourage your wives, your girlfriends, your significant others to watch that viral holiday movie I told you all about yesterday, Hot Frosty.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it might not sound like something up your alley, but wait till you hear this. It might be more up your alley than you think. According to a sex therapist, Dr. Laura Berman, the movie could likely help guys get lucky during the winter months.
It primes the pump.
Yeah. So this doctor says that, you know, there's studies that show during the winter months, people's sex drives decrease because there's more stress around the holidays. There's less alone time because you got family in town.
I heard your news yesterday. You almost knocked John out of his chair.
Yeah.
I'm not
because
saying
how cold
word.
It's getting?
Yeah,
outside,
I'm not saying the word because you'll turn me into a drop.
Yes.
I know what you were talking about.
Well, and they also say depression is higher because it's colder out. Whatever. That's besides the point. But
that's when you need the loving the most.
Well, this woman says that Hot Frosty could cure this seasonal dry spell.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I want to shout Heather out. Her headphones are so loud, I was able to hear that clip without wearing headphones.
Are you going to go deaf early?
I might.
Between her and Doug, I don't know who keeps their headphones louder.
Really?
When I walk in here, I learned years ago, you can't have your headphones on when you plug into where Doug sits.
Oh, because it will just...
Dead.
Yep.
Mm. Deaf.
Deaf. Mm. And then dead.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Let's see. Do I have time for this one?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's see. Okay, so Minnesota Wild forward Matt Zuccarello,
yes.
I believe you say it,
well done.
Faced a really painful injury during his game against the Canadians on November 14th. He fell to the ice after he was struck in a really sensitive area. Mm. He did undergo surgery the following day to address what was only being described then as a lower body injury.
Uh-oh, he got the Lidstrom, didn't he?
Mm, but now we're learning a little bit more. His teammate opened up to 93X Minnesota and revealed that the injury was a ruptured testicle.
Yep, that's the Lidstrom.
Oh, no.
He thought he was going to have one knot.
He kept both of them, though, so that's good.
A story of triumph.
Yes.
I think Lidstrom played an entire game with one and then went and got the surgery.
Oh.
I'd have to ask Gov. Is he leering over me like Darth Vader?
No, he's got a prop behind you today.
Yeah. What is that? Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Listen.
Go Mike in the studio.
Yeah, you can't hurt someone who doesn't have feelings. Michigan good. We're bad. Like, guys, what do you want me to say? It's not you know when this would have upset me? 10 years ago. When State had a real program, they'd be like, oh, God, they got a really good player. Now, please. Doesn't matter.
Did you add more drops? Are these new drops over
here? That's not my board.
Oh, okay. This is afternoons.
Like that's David's. You got to go. Mine's got double the drops of that. I got like 30 rows. I'm sorry. Heather,
never heard.
I up in the news here.
Oh.
Are these things you guys are playing on your show?
I've never heard the soul food drop.
No, that's David's board.
We got to do some more exploring when we get some downtime. That's Mike Valenti.
You have carte blanche. I've always told you, you are welcome to my board. I don't care.
Catch him later today. It's 97.1.